Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Ori Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are we doing today?
Well, Kevin.
Oh, that's a big sigh. That doesn't feel good.
I'm all worked up right now because of crosstalk.
Why?
Got my emotions flowing.
Oh, man.
The 9/11 situation. Oh, you know, there was a lot that happened that day, and I know it's been, you know, a week since the remembrance of that and everything, but a lot went on.
All right. Well, I want to give you this open forum if you have thoughts that you need to get out there about 9/11.
I did all that during the break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Alec, are you better? I'm not going to get a big sigh from you to start this thing off.
I think I'm fine, but I'm kind of getting like a residual worked up here. I don't know. Maybe it's the caffeine hitting from the energy drink, but I think it's actually Corey's energy.
Oh man. That was probably Jack Leiter's most important start of his entire life, and the Rangers couldn't even muster up a win.
What did you think about them sending him out for the seventh inning?
I loved it.
Did you?
I did. I wanted him to succeed. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. How awesome would it have been had he gone out there, knocked that inning out?
Right.
You'd put that feather in his cap, that confidence to go along with it. I really liked the opportunity. And if you heard Mike too, he was like, there's part of me that likes this because this and this. Let's go. Let's do it. Now, this is part of, I guess, learning a young pitcher too, and kind of, all right, let's see what he's got. And putting your season, you know, you only got a few of these games left. So, like, you got the seasons on the line here. You're going for it. But I like giving the try, giving him a chance to do it, letting him learn, letting him succeed or fail from it, and how he bounces back. I think he's going to bounce back just fine. I think he's going to use that, and he's going to be very motivated by it. But I was hopeful that it would turn out better. It just did not.
It was a really disappointing game post the top of the fifth inning, because we didn't get very long to kind of linger on and enjoy what it looked like was going to be another Rangers comeback victory. Like, obviously, if you go back to the first, you know what, actually, go ahead and give me cut number one, because Jack Leiter and the Rangers did shoot themselves in the foot.
And there's a swing and a dribbler out toward the mound. Leiter's got it. Slips and falls and throws it over the head of Jake Berger. Into score is Pena. Alvarez around third. He's running through a stop sign, and the throw home is not in time. It's 2-0 Astros.
Now, on that very play, Alvarez just... There was a couple injuries last night, whether it was Khalil Mack with the elbow, whether it was Alvarez with his ankle that looked... They were just... I would advise not looking at the replays.
Dude, that Khalil
of
Mack
those
thing,
yeah,
that looked nasty.
Yeah,
and I was I re-saw it this morning while I was at the gym, and I was literally holding weights, and I felt my arm buckle. Like, I was like, ah!
Yeah.
And I just, like, stopped for a second because it was so gross. Gross.
Yeah.
I don't watch injuries. They're gross.
Yeah, and I would say the same thing with Alvarez. It said sprains ankle while slipping on home plate. It looked, at least in the moment, kind of more horrifying than that. But you got to think that Alvarez is going to be out for some time. And obviously, if he like dislocated his ankle, I would assume that would be a wrap for him for the rest of the regular season. And probably the playoffs. And so that's a win at a cost for the Astros, right? Like, you get a very, very important win, but you probably also have lost Yordan Alvarez for a really long time. And so that's what we talked about. There's been plenty of Rangers victories where they've come at a cost as well. So for the Astros, I'll let them figure out their own cost-benefit analysis. I don't really care about them. I want them to lose.
We have some opportunities. We've looked ahead at the schedule. We have some great opportunities for the Rangers to do things, them to do things, and even the Mariners. Like you pointed out, with the Mariners and Astros playing each other, gaining ground if you do your job.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Rangers have to do. Unfortunately, Kevin, for me last night, and I'm interrupting, diving in on this immediately, there was one specific moment in that game that I think I just got so frustrated by. Flustered is what I was going to say. I got very frustrated, and I love Tony Beasley to death. I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
I understand how difficult that job is at third base. The third base coach is one of the – it's you're making decisions on a fly. You really have to be a good judge of certain things. Last night I thought he failed at it. And again, we fail all the time. Every one of us fail every day at something. It's going to happen. Last night he sent Jonah Heim from second base around third on a ball in the shallow outfield. You have to know your runner. Jonah Heim is not the fleetest of foot.
Right.
He's a catcher. All right. And I'm not going to, Diaz ran one out yesterday on Josh Smith that I was like, man, for a catcher, that was pretty awesome. But he's a catcher for one. He's not the fastest dude. Getting two bases at a time, not the thing I'm going to say, hey, let's wheel him around third base, especially on a shallow hit in the outfield. In Houston, where the left field area is already shallow anyway. And I don't know why he sent him, and I can't figure it out. I did ask Mike about it. I was like, why? And he said, the only thing I can maybe think is Peterson was up next against a lefty. Having the bases loaded, it's not optimal to have Peterson at the plate against a lefty. But, dude, you're out there, and you kill the inning. The inning's killed right there.
Yes.
And you could have done so much more.
All right. So let's start with that then, because there are a plethora of things, and we'll talk about Hellman. We'll go back around to Leiter. One of the things Bochy said after the game, specifically about that play, I don't know if anybody would have scored on that ball. And then he went on to add, and he needs to say this. He goes, I don't want to second guess, even though, like, obviously you heard the first part of the quote. That's absolutely what happened. He goes, he had the read. He made the call. He's been aggressive, and give them credit for making the play, them being the Astros. And I get it because Stephen Jones says that a lot. You know me. I care about my teams, and I don't particularly care to give the other teams credit, even though absolutely you should. It was a good throw, or a good enough throw, but that did seem like a really questionable call. And I've seen some people talk about how you had a limited bullpen yesterday. And that is true. You had three arms down because of the workload. And obviously,
yeah, they showed that number of all the pitches that have been used lately.
And then you still got Chris Martin. And I understand all of that, but I will just throw this out there. This is just the third time all season that Jack Leiter has gone out there for the seventh inning. Because I did see somebody text in, especially given the circumstances from the 2-1-4, Leiter really needed that S done in the inning and didn't get it done. I hear you. That's just like, he has no track record particularly of consistently getting that done this season.
Yeah, no, and what a time to try and give him that opportunity.
Sure.
If it's successful, what are we doing here today and what's he doing? You know, like, we're the tune's completely different. It wasn't. That's where we are right now. But, Kevin, think about this for a second. The him going out there and saving the bullpen an extra inning if he's successful.
Yes.
Do you think that there's any chance in the world, what, 80-something pitches before he heads out there, Bochy looks at him and says, can you give me another one?
Yeah.
That he says no?
See, I don't think so. But then the other thing that I really thought about is Boch is, I'm sure at this point, really good at reading.
You're right.
The player and kind of making that determination of is he on the level or not?
I think a little, obviously a little bit of it had to do with, let me try and save the bullpen. I think that's a key factor there.
For sure.
The other thing, though, is would you say no?
No. No chance.
You want to give me this shot? Are you kidding me right now? I get to go out there and prove to my teammates that I'm a badass?
And that's the tough thing, because even if internally you're like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to at least kind of think.
Again, hopefully he can learn from it, grow, use it. Maybe one day we'll get back to pitchers pitching 9 innings. You know, if there's one thing, Kevin, that I'd love to make happen again.
It's never going to be the
case. I'll make shirts or whatever it needs to be to make pitchers pitch 9 innings again.
Okay.
You know, I would love for that to be a thing where those guys can get in that mentality
again. All right. So a couple more things to go along with this. Your 3 through 5 spots went 0-for-12 yesterday. And then Adolis Garcia, since coming back from the injured list, is 0-for-8. And I get it. You're going to be like, that is a really short sample size. You're right. But there are two games that you lost at a time when, like, it feels like you can't afford a single loss. That's not reality. You don't have to go 11-0 the rest of the way. But it does feel like every time you lose and then Seattle wins, and you're like, why don't you lose an effing game? In the meantime, Michael Hellman is not in the lineup for the second straight day. Now, I know he got in the game and eventually they pinch hit him, and that's what they did yesterday as well. But this is a player that has had hits in, I think, 7 straight games. He might be your most consistent offensive player right now, which that's the whole sad entity in and of itself and an indictment of this offense at times. But I just don't understand why you wouldn't put your hottest, most consistent hitter, or certainly one of them, and not have them in the lineup in back-to-back days.
How much of Adolis being in there is he owns the Astros in Houston?
That's true.
You know, and just kind of going with that idea, even though
there's nobody
all
better.
The facts right now are saying this dude's not in a good place to swing a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And you're just like, but remember that one time? That's Jerry Jones right there, isn't it? I've seen him do it before. I know he can do it again.
Right.
And here you are. So you're tied with Cleveland right now at 3
Correct.
Back. And that's,
look,
that's not good.
And remember, we talked about them yesterday. They, the Guardians, have been on a roll as well. And that's your last series of the season. And obviously, we're all hoping that you are playing for something in that last series of the season. I continue to say, and I realize, you fall back of Seattle, you fall back a little bit more of Houston, but with all of the wins the Rangers have had, you've gotten significantly closer to Boston, to New York. So that gives you a tiny bit more wiggle room, but you got to look at today and tomorrow, don't you, and think you have to win these two games.
Yes.
I think that's...
I thought you had to win two games in Toronto, Kevin. You know where I am on this.
Right.
Yes, you got to win games, dude, because the further away you get, I mean, the quicker you can make it back up, obviously. It's that one game that's going to give you hell, as I've been saying for months now, I feel like. But it is, man, you need to knock out Houston. You have the chance to do it. Don't let them have any life the next two games either. That box gets pretty loud, dude. Did you notice that last night? That place gets really loud, and I just don't know if I've felt, aside from World Series playoff stuff, the Rangers part get like that. That's frustrating to me.
Now, when you said the box, do you mean where Tom Brady was too? Wasn't he also in that box and the Raiders box?
Yes. Yeah, he's all over the place.
All right. So I guess that is, go ahead.
I know you want to transition to that real quick. Somebody had texted in and they said Bochy's very fixated on lefty-righty matchups. This is, I heard Matt Hicks say this the other day. Bochy was always kind of, he really liked analysis. He really liked data before.
Right.
Analytics before anybody really dove into analytics. And he's won 4 World Series.
I get it.
With that mentality of, I don't care, I'm going with these matchups.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Despite all of that, are you going to question him when it comes to that? I just am not. Because his decisions have balanced out in his favor more often than they haven't.
All right. I hope this does not sound like a cop-out answer. I am going to
quote.
No, no.
Wow.
Okay, well, that wouldn't be a cop-out answer. That would be very direct. No, I don't want it to sound like a cop-out answer, but I'll say I am going to question some of the decisions that he makes, but I also understand his response can be tapping all his World Series rings on the table or whatever else. Like, I understand. If you're Bruce Bochy, I bet you probably, he said he thinks about everything and he always questions things, but I can see how he would be like, why don't you just trust me? I know what I'm doing. But I do think it's okay to give Rangers the same level of scrutiny that you do with the Cowboys. And not you, just people in general.
I'm with you.
And I think you can look at this game yesterday and say, there are a variety of choices that really doom them. Now, I get it, like the Josh Smith error and the Jack Leiter error, but those are things that happened in the midst of the game where, like, it didn't feel like there was a choice. They're like, I'm going to try to make the play, and it just didn't work out. Whereas Beasley sending Heim, that felt like you had time to process, look, make a decision. Not putting Hellman in the lineup, you had a time to process that decision. Putting Jack Leiter out there for the seventh, even with a small bullpen, you had a time to make those decisions. It felt like there were multiple things yesterday that maybe you wouldn't have won the game, but they sure as hell didn't help.
Yeah, I do think most of the time, and we've talked to him for 3 years now, most of the time whenever there's a question about a decision that he's made, he does have a sound reason for making it.
Sure.
And that I can go, you know what? I'll take your experience and the gut that you used, and then it's not like he doesn't use analytics either. You know, he uses it all. And that dude has a gut that I trust too. I mean, just you know, that one World Series, I guess.
I mean, like, plus...
Just on the one. I really don't care about the other three. It's the one World Series that matters a lot to me.
But you also care when he talks to you with that mustache wisdom. That you're like, you know what? I'll probably take your word for it. And again, this is...
like pine.
This is the good thing. You have played so well for, you know, the better part of, like, a month that you have at least given yourself a little bit of leeway to have these losses. But I think that leeway is up. You know, like, you've got 11.
Is there a way to skip one game back? Can we just go from two to tied at any, like, is that a possibility?
It is not. I am so sorry to tell you that. Oh, you know what? Actually,
doubleheader.
Unless you factor in another team and count them instead. So you can be like, we were two games behind the Mariners and now we caught the Red Sox. So, like, you'd have to change the parameters of what you're doing. But
valid. I'll take it. Just get me to zero and let's roll with that.
So you've got 11 games left. And as we've talked about multiple times, I feel like you probably have to go 8-3 to really feel comfortable. And of those eight, man, oh man, does it feel like it needs to be tonight and tomorrow. The good news about that.
You still can.
Is, no, absolutely you still can. But also, you have Merrill Kelly and Jacob DeGrom going back to back. So.
They seem good, like good pitchers.
Yeah.
Their history says so.
I would be inclined
based on
to agree with that.
Yeah.
And so I think you have a real opportunity to take these two games and you'll have a pitching advantage in both of these two games. And if you can win them both, you take the series, you pick up a good amount of ground, probably not just against the Astros, but also across other wildcard teams. But these next two games, whoo, I feel like must wins. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, listen to my attempt to rhyme. We go across the NFC East with Kicks, Picks, and Za'Darius Smith next on The Fan. Huh. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where that was my co-host and boss laughing maniacally about what? I'm not quite sure.
Exactly.
But right now, it's time to go across the NFC East. Always choose your own adventure. Would you like to go with the Eagles, the Commanders, the Cowboys, or the Giants?
I guess we got to go with the team that's leading the division, Kevin.
The Eagles.
E.
You stop it.
I'm just joking.
You know what? I should have called your bluff and let you say it.
I would have gotten to A, and I probably would have said sports after that. You know?
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
So Jake Elliott figured out how to kick again. Last year, he was 1-7 for field goals, 50-plus yards, which was the lowest among all qualifying kickers. This year, 3-3.
Good job.
What happened?
Was he injured last year?
I don't know. Maybe.
Kicking's a weird game.
Do you think kicking is like relief pitchers sometimes?
Sometimes they're good, sometimes like, they're not. Well, I mean, I think Harrison Butker had a year where everybody was like, oh, he's done. And then he comes back and has one of the best years he's ever had. Brandon Aubrey missed like the first four kicks that we saw out in Oxnard. And then since then, he hasn't missed anything.
That actually, fun fact, now that we know that he's awesome again, we did see him kicking out in Oxnard and you're like, whoa. What is this? This does not look good. And then he was like, I was just goofing around.
Yeah, it was
fine. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. When it comes to kicking, I do think sometimes that guys go through yips. Guys go through moments of nervousness. A lot of times, teams just move on quickly. They're like, I don't have time for that. If whatever you're going through, we're done. And we've seen that happen a lot. Because it just seems like whenever that happens, a kicker is done. But he's found it. Hopefully he loses it.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Now, another player that has really taken off for them in a short period of time, Za'Darius Smith. Yeah. So he had four tackles, three stuffs, half a sack. He just got picked up by Philadelphia last week, and he already looks like a player that, even if it's in short bursts, can make an impact for the Eagles, because that's really what they needed is more players that can make an impact.
That's what they do. That's what, I mean, like, that's what they consistently add to their team.
Oh, hey, here's another one, Corey. Rookie Andrew Mukuba He made several plays, including he had a first half sack and he had a third down tackle against the Chiefs that stopped him just short. And then they forced a turnover on downs for the Chiefs' first possession of the second half. So whether it's a kicker refining their ability to kick, a veteran or a rookie, they are still getting contributions from all over the place.
I don't ever listen to Philadelphia radio. I just don't spend much time. I'm not in Philadelphia. I'm in Dallas. I do wonder how much time they give credit to coaching, or if they just go, no, that's just what happens when you have talent on your team.
Okay, yeah.
Like, because a lot of times around here, we're searching for answers, and usually coaching, like, look how many coaches have been fired while players continue to stick around. And so I wonder how often it's like, no, Howie Roseman's got this figured out, and it's not the coaching. It's just the fact that he's, like, the bottom of the roster keeps turning up a little higher because he wants more talent.
And that turns out to be particularly agitating, right, when you're looking for weaknesses, because you're like, you know what? I guess their GM is really good. Their coach, you're like, you know what? I don't actually know if he's good. All right, I guess maybe he's okay. And then also, hey, a lot of people don't think their quarterback is great. And whether it's the scheme they drop for him or the talent they have around him, he has turned into a heck of a quarterback. And so it's agitating to see them excel so much.
Is it?
Yes. Is it not for you?
I agree with you, Kevin. Okay, good. Because
if you didn't,
I was trying to get there,
I would be concerned. All right. Do you want Commanders, the Cowboys, or the Giants?
You know what? Commanders may have lost their quarterback for a minute. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Okay.
The second place Cowboys.
Go ahead and give me.
Or are they tied for third?
No, they are tied for second. Go ahead and give me cut eight, if you will, and we'll talk about those Dallas Cowboys.
Giants got in the neutral zone. Free play, zips it into the end zone. Ball's caught by Turpin for a touchdown.
I'm looking forward to the day where you call for a cut, and Alec goes, actually, that one's tied for seventh, instead of going with cut eight, and I'll laugh so hard.
Write that down.
So dumb. A lot of this is going to revolve around Brandon Aubrey, but I'll tell you a couple of things. Nick Harris, he put this number out into the world, and I'm sure Kyer Elam was super stoked about that he leads the league in most yards given up by an individual player in coverage with 232. Keep in mind, there's been two games. So that's not what you want.
No. One of these days.
Which day? Sunday?
He'll give up that many in one game. No, hopefully he doesn't. This is the conversation.
That could happen.
We were just talking about this with Philadelphia. Is it coaching or is it the talent? And what was the question? What's the question? I mean, they asked Jerry this morning.
I hated answer.
Is it Eberflus and his? You've done this 3 years in a row now where you've replaced your defensive coordinator. And does each one of those guys didn't probably have their max personnel.
Yeah.
And do you have the right personnel or is there a lack of communication there? And Jerry was like, just got to buy in.
Look, I get that answer.
And be where you're supposed to be.
I do.
And then make a play within being where you're supposed to be. But you got to be where you're supposed to be and then you can make some plays.
It's just we're two games in. So I get he's not going to be like, you're right. This was a mistake. You know what, Eberflus, you're fired.
Plus they won, so they're kind of walking away from the, hey, look, man, we got away with it.
And I get that, but at the same point, we're in the middle of the season. He's like, you know, we got to really learn it. And I'm like, well, that's what training camp was for.
Yeah.
But we're still learning. That's fine,
I guess. And I don't disagree that that's probably something that's happening. Like, they probably are learning in this phase. But preseason probably does help with that.
Yeah.
If you play the starters.
I mean, we did, right?
Only their 7-iron, though.
Oh, okay.
How many? That's what I didn't ask Steven yesterday. Maybe somebody can ask Jerry on Friday. How many clubs is Schottenheimer playing with now? Is he playing with the full set or is he just playing with one of them?
Okay. We will maybe ask that question. Dak Prescott led a four-play, 42-yard game-winning drive that culminated with, of course, a Brandon Aubrey field goal. It was Dak Prescott's 24th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Game-winning drive of his career tied with Tony Romo for the most in franchise history. Now, Brandon Aubrey. Brandon Aubrey is the third kicker in franchise history to make a game-tying field goal as time expired and a game-winning field goal in overtime. Dan Bailey did it in 2011. Billy Cundiff did it in 2003. Let's talk more about the amazing history of Cowboys kickers.
So the Cowboys kickers typically do this?
Actually, yes, because then Brandon Aubrey, his field goal was the third longest in NFL history. It was also his fourth career make from 60-plus yards. He joins former Cowboys kicker Brett Maher as the only two kickers in NFL history with four field goals from 60-plus yards. So we're the best at kicking field goals.
Thank you, Corey. We typically have been able to find. I used to think
Was it
Steve Hoffman was the kicking coach for so long, and I was like, man, that dude can find Lynn Elliott. Just go through all the list of guys. It just seemed like we were always good at finding a kicker somewhere. And then we got Vanderjack, and we were like, hey, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing that? Now we got Brandon Aubrey, and we're like, geez, we're geniuses again.
Do you guys want to go Commanders or Giants?
I think we have to go the Commanders.
All right. So for the Commanders, good news if you want them to fail. Jaden Daniels, we'll talk about his injury in a second. He was under fire for a whole lot of this past game, pressured 21 times, sacked 4 times. That was the most pressures that he's faced in his career. Next part, early on, him and Terry McLaurin have not gotten into rhythm. Last year,
it was like a training camp helps.
Yes, there you go. Last year, they completed 67% of his passes to McLaurin. This year, 54. Quarterback rating, it's only two games. Quarterback rating last year, 89.4 when targeting McLaurin. This year, 48.8.
Yeah, and if that guy's going to be your main key target, you know, your dude, then you got to figure that thing out very fast. Hopefully they don't.
Yes, agreed. Now, the next thing that people are going to keep an eye out on is the injury status of Jaden Daniels. We talked about this yesterday. The Commanders announced that he had a knee sprain, and his status is iffy for Sunday. Dan Quinn said he's day-to-day and didn't know just yet what that meant in terms of Sunday. But he's iffy, and I know other people are trying to extrapolate that he'll be out for this game and that game and the next game, and maybe you're right. But as of now, that's all the information that we have.
You know, I went through yesterday, Kevin, because Woolchuck had said something, and I was like, I just want to go check and see this. And he was like, man, remember he got hurt against Carolina? And then I was like, okay, what happened after he got hurt against Carolina? Because he had 6 passing yards in that game.
Mm.
The next game, he had 326 passing yards and a touchdown. Oh. The next one, and then from there on, it was like 200. But he had been torching teams, 260. He was in that range, but he was running for a lot. The injury didn't really set him back that much.
So
I'm kind of curious. It did kind of knock back his running a little bit. It seemed like he was more comfortable sitting in the pocket, and maybe Kingsbury had developed more to help him stay in the pocket and not have to run so much. But I wonder if they'll say, hey, we're just going to do what we did last year, and we're gonna redevelop that a little bit, and you're just going to be airing it out.
Okay, and I wonder long-term if that's going to create issues, like in terms of the big hits that he's taking, not necessarily this weekend or this year or whatever, but I wonder long-term if that's going to...
Yeah, will he have another rib injury because he's staying in the pocket a little too long, hanging in there trying to deliver passes?
Exactly. Now, let's talk about the Giants. The Giants made an unbelievable amount of history this week, both good and bad, mostly bad. James Hudson III was called for 4 different penalties in a row, something that hasn't happened in this century of NFL football.
Wow.
Now, look, if you have to go back to the 19s, that's probably not where you want to be if it's a bad thing. If it's a good thing, it's great.
Did you just call the
19s? Yeah. And you know what? This is probably an old
meme. The 1900s?
But every time, that's right. Every time I see it, it devastates me. It's some teacher posted like an email from their student and said, hey, can I use this source material from the 1990s? I know that's like really, really old, but I do think that it fits in this case. And I was just like, oh, man.
Or when your kid's arguing with you about something, he's like, yeah, but you were born in the late 1900s. And you're like, don't say that again.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't say that again. The late 1900s.
The absurdity of that game continued with the accepted penalties. If you missed it, accepted penalties between the Giants and the Cowboys. 26. And keep in mind, there were 4 on one play that all canceled out and got wiped out.
It's so still ridiculous.
I know.
I did like what Jerry said, though, there. Hey, look, if that's going to happen, everybody get your penalties.
Like, I get it. You're probably going to get ejected for the game, but you might as well just kick someone in the junk. And you're like, well, that's all offset.
Was that in the replacements when they just like all started hitting people? And
I feel confident that will get you kicked out of the game. So don't do that. And then the Giants and Cowboys, get this. They combined to score 41 points and 5 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
What?
That's the most in a game since week 12 of last year, when the Cowboys and the Commanders did that exact same thing. And it's just the third game in NFL history to go to overtime after each team scored 20-plus points in the fourth quarter.
Really?
Yeah, because usually if you score that many points, you're like, there's something crazy happening. There's no defense. It's not going to be a tie.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what happened. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Who is the actual AL and NL team to beat? Next on The Fan.
1-2. Here's the pitch. A swing and a high drive to deep right field. That one is way back. That one is gone. Zach Cole has turned the game around with a 2-run homer.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind you, our ultimate Dallas Cowboys giveaway will happen between 11:30 and 11:45 today and 12:15 and 12:30. Dude, you're welcome.
That is awesome.
Especially if you win.
One of my Tolo friends this morning was able to be the right caller. And he was
were
very
they now.
Yeah, dude, there's no way. There's no way we have any influence over being the 10th caller, all right? Don't even try that right now, because that's that could be a problem, man. But he won it. He was very excited, and I'm pumped for anybody that gets this very, very one of a kind opportunity, man.
Right.
This is really cool.
Right now, it's an everyday opportunity brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Let's start with the Philadelphia Phillies. They win the NL East and are the first team to officially win their division and qualify for the playoffs as a division winner. Congratulations.
By beating the Dodgers, huh?
Man, you know, and it's
so pretty fun, like that was a fun fashion game too.
It'll probably be something that is a bigger deal once the season's over and we kind of see like the postseason fate of the Dodgers. But the Dodgers have been good this year and not
elite.
Amazing. Yeah, they have of the three division leaders, they have the least amount of wins. And that's the thing that's shocking is some people were like, I was in this group. It's like, oh, could they win like 120 games?
But not 162?
Not 162. And they, you know, they're not even going to win 100 games.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, give the credit division.
Oh, sure. And I would much rather be in their position right now. Absolutely.
They had a couple of, you know, weird injuries, but it always doesn't feel like no matter what their injury is, they're so deep in their farm system that you're okay. But congratulations to the Phillies for that. And Kevin, as you pointed out, though, they can't win the World Series.
Fact.
Because Bryce Harper is on their team.
I'll believe it when I see it.
And he keeps teams from winning the World Series.
Look.
Single-handedly.
He's good. But
what do you think he does in that locker room that kills their chances?
I don't know. I just, when he left the Nationals, that's when they won their World Series.
But do you think, like, he walks around and just, like,
no, I don't actually.
Has spooky chicken legs that, you know.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, like you. When I was working in IT, I had a dried out chicken leg, and I would go, like, when people would have problems with their computer, I would shake the chicken leg over it and be like,
oh, yeah.
And then I'd reboot it. And they'd be like, oh my gosh, was it the chicken leg? I'd be like, yep, it sure was.
Huh.
You idiot.
But
that's, you know what? That's the problem. IT gets a bad rap because of guys like me, because we're out there making fun of people who don't know how to use computers.
Okay. Yeah. I've not heard. Actually, I have heard that story. I just didn't get the reference at the time. No, I don't think he does anything inherently wrong. I'll just believe one of his teams wins the World Series when it happens. Now.
Not voodoo.
The insiders say that the Milwaukee Brewers are the NL team to beat. They got the most votes, followed by the Phillies, followed by the Dodgers. So just think about that. Even heading into the postseason, the Dodgers are third on that list. Then the Padres.
We beat the Brewers. We swept them.
The Mets. Yeah. Hey, we just beat the Mets in a series.
They're not that good.
The AL team to beat.
So you're saying all we got to do is get to the World Series and we won it.
Yeah. If they could switch our league like the Astros, this would be our year. Look it up, kids. They used to be in the NL. So who is the AL team to beat for real and not in your heart?
I would probably say the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Just because at the moment they have the best record. But as long as Skubal is healthy, I feel like the Tigers are going to give you that run.
So it is very close vote. The Toronto Blue Jays from ESPN's panel of experts got the most votes with 6, followed by the Tigers 5, Yankees 3, Red Sox 3, and surprisingly enough, the Astros 2. So no votes for the Mariners, yet a pair of votes for the Astros.
How many votes for the Rangers?
Corey, I'm afraid I have some terrible news for you. They got no votes.
I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah, me too, Boat. What do they know?
I don't think you can be dumbfounded, right? If, like, technically your team isn't even in a position to be in the playoffs right now. I could see why maybe you wouldn't vote for that. Right?
I don't know, man.
Okay. Let's go from that to I have a minor league update. You remember the saga of Brandon Bidois, or Bidois if you're not fancy. He hadn't allowed a hit since July 29th,
Okay.
That was a full month and a half, almost 18 hitless innings across 11 different relief appearances. Each one of them was between 3 and 6 outs. He has faced 64 batters without giving up a single hit. That stretch came to an end on Sunday.
Oh, man.
When Iowa's Caleb Knight hit a high fastball for a base hit. The next batter who came up, double play. And then he struck out the next batter. So that was a wrap for him. But still, a month and a half, 64 straight batters without giving up a hit. That streak is over, but it still happened.
What's the MLB record for consecutive hitless innings?
I think it's Cy Young with like 24.
What?
Yeah.
Recently?
No. No, it was in like 1903 or something.
Dang.
When you had to like use the Jack in the Box thing to start your car. Remember that? Didn't when they like and they would get in their car and drive away, and you'd see like in those videos, people are walking faster than their car is going. You're like, what is the point of this? So my point is, the record is held by Cy Young.
Okay. All right. Look, do you have anybody that would be a little more modern than Cy Young?
Like I may was have done not it prepared for follow-up
questions. In 1977
questions.
Or something like that.
Oh, is
like
that Dennis is it? No, is it Nolan Ryan or 21. Oh Eckersley? Okay.
Eckersley got or Nolan got 16. Oh, yeah. Max Scherzer in 2015 got 16 as well.
Okay, and I guess it makes more sense that it would be a reliever, or else we would have been like, "Hey, remember when Nolan Ryan threw 3 consecutive no-hitters?" And I'd be like, "Oh, okay, that's true."
And Aroldis Chapman had a run this year, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Aroldis Chapman has been phenomenal.
14 and
this
two-thirds
year.
Innings this year. That's what it was.
Incredible.
Wow, that is awesome.
All right, let's go.
Go pitching.
Indeed.
I mean, hitters from the Rangers, go hitters, but, you know, go pitching.
At the major league level, at the minor league level, go pitching. All right.
That's what I want. I want a hat that just says pitching on it. So people be like, oh, is that like him doing the Rob Lowe NFL hat?
Yeah, I can almost guarantee you RJ can set you up with that. He has every baseball shirt known to man. And so I could see that. All right. Let's talk about the San Francisco Giants, Boch's former team. They have called up top prospect Bryce Eldridge. He has 25 home runs across AA and AAA this season. So unfortunately, Corey, no, that is not a pitcher. However, I do have another pitcher for you. Have I hit a little bit of a panic because I forgot to do the proper pronunciation leading into it? Yes. Yes, I have.
Show it to me. I'll do it because people know I don't know how to say names.
Okay. It is Y-E-S-A-V-A-G-E. Because I want to say Yesavage.
Yay Savage.
Okay. But I also kind of wonder if it's Trey Yay Savage. Because that would be
that's fancy.
That would be
fancy. That's
fancier.
Like a cologne.
Now, I wanted to talk about him. That's right. Do you need to smell perfect? Yasavage.
You're like a man who's been in the woods for a long time. Yasavage.
You think you have to whisper it? That might be the rule for cologne and perfume campaigns. 22-year-old struck out 9 Rays. That was a franchise record for Toronto in a major league debut. So to go back to your initial assertion, yay pitching. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.